This is Focus West Michigan for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Grand Rapids Public Schools is pulling back the curtain on how it spends its money. WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us about its School Budget 101 workshop, bridging the gap between the district and the public.
There's a lot of things that go into our school budgets and choices that have to be made. Everybody's going to make some probably different choices.
That's Grand Rapids Public Schools Chief Financial Officer Rhonda Cribbs, speaking to community members at the district's first School Budget 101 workshop. The series is designed to increase transparency and deepen understanding of the district's budgeting process. A request made by the Grand Rapids Education Association representing district teachers during last year's contract negotiations. By building a sample school budget together, participants experience firsthand how difficult financial decisions are made.
As we first started trying to build this activity, we had a whole lot in there and we're like, wait a minute, that is way too much to try to do in 20, 30 minutes. So we kept paring it back. So this was just to kind of give you a little taste, ideas, maybe work through what it looks like.
Resources include district revenues, statewide and local enrollment trends, and past GRPS budgets and fund balances. Additional workshops are planned for the 2026-27 school year. I'm David Limbaugh.
The multi-million dollar expansion of the Meyer Sports Complex is finished. The West Michigan Sports Commission dedicated the project on Monday. WGVU's Dee Morrison was there.
Community leaders and sports legends, including former Detroit Tiger Lance Parrish, gathered in Plainfield Township to dedicate the $13.5 million expansion of the Meyer Sports Complex.
When I was a kid growing up, we played ball out in the street, we played ball out in the field where there was rocks and sticks and everything else. And then you come to a facility like this that is every young athlete's dream.
The project adds 12 acres of new facilities capped with the Alro Steel Championship softball field, providing a home for women's and girls' sports, including the Aquinas College softball team. West Michigan Sports Commission President Mike Gusweiler says the statistics speak for themselves.
Over 200 weekend travel tournaments through 2025 with nearly 9,000 teams that account for over 115,000 families. Those families spent an estimated $69.3 million in visitor spending.
The site also features 20 new pickleball courts, a new donor plaza, and two additional flexible use fields. Officials expect the upgraded complex to host 200 more teams annually, pumping an extra $1 million into the local economy every year through sports tourism. I'm Dee Morrison.
It might look a little gloomy outside today, but some Grand Rapids Public School students are still getting outdoors and enjoying local waterways. WGVU's Jennifer Moss reports on the return of the Grand Canoe Experience.
This week, the City of Grand Rapids and Grand Rapids Public Schools announced the return of the Grand Canoe Experience. It's a locally led outdoor initiative that will give more than 900 GRPF students the opportunity to canoe the Grand River at Riverside Park. Sam Truby, who leads GR Outside, an outdoor education focus division within the city's Parks and Recreation Department, says, quote, "We're excited for another year of helping Grand Rapids kids learn more about the outdoors." He adds, "The Grand River is a big piece of our city, and this is a unique opportunity for kids to experience the river in a new way," end quote. This is the eighth year the city and GRPS have partnered to provide outdoor learning experiences for students, and the second year the program's been led entirely by local partners. Throughout the week, GRPS students will engage in several outdoor activities, including paddling 9-passenger canoes, learning about invasive species, boat building, and more. I'm Jennifer Moss.
Mel Trotter Ministries has completed 10 of its planned 16 tiny homes that make up Hope Village on Grand Rapids Southeast Side. WGVU's David Limbaugh tells us how the affordable housing project is already helping many residents previously experiencing homelessness.
It's been wonderful to see how these homes have come out. They're filled with dignity, respect. They're beautiful inside.
CEO of Grand Rapids-based Mel Trotter Ministries, Chris Pulaski, says the micro-dwellings that make up Hope Village are already changing the lives of the city unhoused, including one resident who recently lived at the shelter.
He said, "I want to say thank you." And I was like, "Oh, for what? Like, tell me." And he said, "I'm moving into one of the tiny homes and I've been staying at the shelter and I just want to say thanks. It's a wonderful opportunity and it's a beautiful place."
The first tiny home was completed in August. Funding for the $2.8 million project has come from local, state, and federal funding, as well as community donations. Pulaski says 8 people are currently living at the village. And while residents can stay as long as they need to, he hopes its used as a step toward a better life.
My hope is they would stay for a couple years. We're working on a program to help people save money, and then we'd hope that either they'd be able to go into home ownership or move into a larger apartment.
The remaining six homes are expected to be completed by Christmas. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's David Limbaugh explores the newly renovated Innovation Central High School in Grand Rapids, but first, news from around the state. State of Michigan emergency resources are now helping out after a water main broke over the weekend in Oakland County. Colin Jackson has more.
Officials say a 42-inch water line broke Sunday morning, causing flooding and interrupted service in parts of Oakland County. The governor declared a state of emergency, activating the State Emergency Operations Center for coordination between state, local, and federal agencies. First Lieutenant Mike Shaw is a spokesperson with the Michigan State Police. He says local officials so far have had most things covered.
They're doing just fine. They've got some great communication going on back and forth and working with Great Lakes Water Authority to try to get that pipe fixed and get everything back.
In the meantime, Shaw says the state is helping distribute bottled water and other behind-the-scenes work. I'm Colin Jackson.
A proposed millage to support childcare in Kalamazoo County will go before voters on August 4th. County commissioners approved the ballot language last week. Susan Rosas is the CEO of YWCA Kalamazoo, one of the groups backing the proposal. She says the millage would increase access to childcare for families in the county.
We know that high-quality childcare is what steers children in a direction toward higher academic achievement permanently, higher income, higher health outcomes. There's 1,000 reasons why high quality early childhood education is critically important for the well-being of any community.
Rosas adds it would be up to the county to decide how exactly to use the funds to support child care. The millage would run for 8 years. It would cost a homeowner whose house is worth $200,000 on the market about $50 a year. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The newly renovated Innovation Central High School in Grand Rapids will be featured on this year's Heritage Hill Tour of Homes. WGVU's David Limbaugh spoke with the school's principal, Derek Martin, about the historic changes made to the building and what it's like to be on the tour.
There are three schools on this campus. So this is the Innovation Central High School campus, which includes Innovation Central High School, Grand Rapids Montessori Middle High, and Riverside Middle School. Cherry Health Clinic does occupy a kind of a corner of our building. Okay. Yep, as one of our community health centers.
So, Derek, talk to me about some of the improvements made at Innovation Central High School over the past few years.
Definitely. So, the last major renovation of this building was in 1983. I was about 1 year old in 1983. But the last major renovation was many years ago. So, through a bond, I want to say it was either the 2015 bond or somewhere in the teens, a bond was approved. And it's taken, you know, a little bit of time to see it to fruition, but this building has undergone about $40 million worth of renovations. A lot of those renovations were internal. Some of our internal systems, such as air conditioning, was added for the first time. New lighting, energy efficient lighting, paint on the wall, some of those things. New windows that kind of replicate the original windows from the 1909 built. And, you know, 15-foot custom built windows are pretty expensive. So, unfortunately, a lot of it went to windows, but things that will really carry the building another 115 years. Renewed classrooms with updated technology, new furniture, a new carpet, redone floors in classrooms where we have wooden floors. So a lot of very badly needed improvements that had been 40 years in the making. So we're extremely happy with the work that is being completed over the last few years. We're in the last phase of our project. We run into some unexpected things like the auditorium. When we got in there, the wall in the back of the stage was unstable. So that had to be rebuilt. That was not part of our original plans, but when you start digging into a 115-year-old building, you find things. But there is a $3 million renovation of the auditorium going on right now, which we expect to be done by the end of the school year. We have a beautiful 1,000-seat auditorium, which at one time was the largest auditorium in the state of Michigan. So we are just thrilled and excited to see what that looks like once they're done with it. We've expanded our theater arts program, so we're hoping that we can get back in there soon to start putting back on plays for the school. So just a real comprehensive renovation of really the entire space, and we're really happy with it.
Talk to me about what it's like to be a part of the Heritage Hill Tour of Homes this year. Is this the first time a school has been a part of the tour?
As far as I know, it is not only the first time that a school's been included, it's the first time that we've been included, and we've been in this neighborhood longer than most of the, you know, this building has been in this neighborhood 115 years, and I don't know that we've ever been on the tour. So part of my intentional effort to create a relationship with the Heritage Hill Neighborhood Association and get us on that tour, and mainly because, you know, Innovation Central High School is really a jewel of this neighborhood. And people walk by all the time. I see them getting out of my car, and they're like, man, is that a gargoyle on top of the building? So we know that the interest was there for people to see what we've done with the building. So we've worked intentionally with the Heritage Hill Neighborhood Association over the past 2 years to really forge a stronger relationship, but to really get Innovation Central High School on this tour as part of the neighborhood and to let the public see the renovations that we've done in this building.
How have the students responded to all of the changes?
So the students are thrilled at a lot of the changes, particularly the air conditioning. I was a student here 25 years ago, and I remember when there was no air. You know? And 25 years ago, we didn't cancel school because it was hot. You know? So you still went to school, and it was just a very uncomfortable learning environment. So we think that having the more controlled environment definitely helps to have a more comfortable learning environment for students, and they're happy with the new space. They're really looking forward to that auditorium. You know, every once in a while, someone will go and open the door and peek in there. The students are just really excited to get back to using that space.
And the faculty?
They are very happy with it as well. You know, obviously, we have more staff here because we have multiple buildings on this campus. So we did do a new parking lot out here, a new parking lot on the other side. So there was kind of something in this renovation for everybody. So the staff are excited with the new technology and the newly renovated classrooms. We're just really happy that the community invested this money into this historic building, and we believe it'll carry this building another 115 years.
What do you hope people who visit the school during the Heritage Hill Tour of Homes take away from the experience?
So I hope they take away just the hard work that our district has done to preserve this building, as well as the beautiful architecture of this building. This building was built at a cost of $500,000 in 1909, which is just unheard of. It was one of America's first vocational high schools, believe it or not. We have a history rooted in vocational education, which we continue today with our career academies and our CTE state-approved programs. So this building was really the center of this community when it was built in 1909. It was one of the biggest buildings in Grand Rapids. It had the largest auditorium in Grand Rapids. Several presidents had visited here and spoke because this was really the only place to go and speak to a large crowd. There was no civic auditorium. There was no DeVos Hall. So this, we want to, in a lot of ways, make this school the center of this community again. So we are happy to be on the tour. We're happy with the renovations and, you know, the responsible investment of the public's money in preserving this historic building, which is a state historic site.
Any future improvements we can look forward to?
Now, we are going to be replacing all of the elevators in this building. We have about 4 elevators in this building, so they will also be replaced. So a lot of work has gone into this building. I started here as assistant principal 5 years ago. We've been under renovation the entire time that I was assistant principal for 3 years, and now my second year as principal. So a lot of us will be elated to see it in, but we are extremely grateful for the public's investment.
Derek Martin, principal at Innovation Central High School in Grand Rapids, thanks so much for your time today.
The Heritage Hill Tour of Homes is May 16 and 17. Tickets can be purchased online at the Heritage Hill Association website. This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Buehrling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.